A3, a tiny engineer. We were not able to build underwater until we could make an airtight box to sink beneath the surface. This kind of box is called a caisson. Yet if we had observed the habits of a small sea animal called the fiddler crab, we might have developed and used caissons years sooner. The fiddler crab, which is only about 3¾ centimeters, 1.5 inches wide, lives in a burrow in the sand or mud just below the high water mark. Each burrow is surrounded by a mound of sand. When the tide is out, the crab sits outside its home or looks for food. About 15 minutes before the incoming tide reaches its door, the crab crawls back into its home and pulls sand into the entrance. In this way, as when people use caissons, air is trapped inside the burrow and water is kept out. About 15 minutes after the tide recedes, the crab pushes away the sand and comes out. A male fiddler crab has one large claw, which is as wide as his body. When he stands on his hind legs and waves the claw in the air, he resembles the fiddler in an orchestra and thus derives his name.